It is time now for Trash on the Table. Hit it, Rocky.
And McClellan, or Jim's wife, Janet, says says that she, for his, so that he would get better, that period of lost for words.
So painful.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. Rocky, do you listen to Stern anymore?
I did listen to a little bit of it yesterday. I do, and it's just, it's...
Did you listen to the Hillary Clinton or the Adam Sandler?
I listened to a little bit of both.
Okay, I heard the Adam Sandler was really good.
Yeah, he's pushing this Oscar thing for, what's it called? Some movie he's coming out with.
I'm not sure, but I know a lot of the basis of the interview was how he got fired from Saturday Night Live 24 years ago. Brown, I don't know if you ever heard this story.
I have not, no.
Actor and comedian 53 was staple, obviously, on the NBC sketch comedy series during the early 90s, alongside with his late friend Chris Farley. But 1995, the two were axed from the series. I didn't know that.
I didn't know they got fired.
Well, I didn't realize that either.
Well, yes, but for Farley, I think it was substance abuse.
Well, he struggled with that right up to the very end.
Sandler said in the interview that he said it wasn't Lorne Michaels' decision. It was somebody at NBC who thought Farley and Sandler were just too sophomoric. Like, he's like, I don't want to do a bunch of just fart jokes all on. He didn't
I thought they were better than
and
that.
He goes on to say at the time, quote, it wasn't Lauren's decision. The NBC head dude, I know he didn't like our gang, me and Farley, went on to say. Now, he was on SNL for 5 years. I'm not good at saying goodbye. They had to get rid of me sometimes, he joked. I was probably covering the sadness up by being mad and saying, oh, F you. But I remember when I saw Farley, he said to me, me too. They don't want me either. We were both like, F this. We got mad together, pretended we weren't sad, pretended this was for the best. My manager, Sandy, he was talking to me. I said, yeah, next year on the show, maybe don't go back. Said he was really sad, but they never wanted him back until now, and he's going to be hosting the show.
Huh. What was funny was... He said with his manager probably already knew that they was going to get fired. So he was like, hey, you're in a prime position to leave. And he was like, no, I think I want to stick it out. Well, it might
guess
be
what? You just got fired.
No, I think I'll stick it out a couple more years.
Now, Damien, you're young. How old are you?
23.
Do you have an appreciation for Chris Farley? No?
Nah.
See, I mean, that's sad.
Well, he died 97.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but
never even heard of
you. Whoa, what?
Never heard of.
You've never heard of Chris Farley?
He was one when he died.
Well, I know, but
well,
I mean,
heard of John Belushi?
I don't know if you know video exists.
Yeah. So John Belushi was bigger.
So you've heard of John, you had never heard of Chris Farley until that story just then.
Yeah, John Belushi was much bigger.
Oh, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I never would. Even if you would have shown me a picture of him, I probably wouldn't have.
That blows my mind that a 23-year-old had never heard of Chris Farley until that moment right there.
Okay, here are super gross things that happen when you don't change out of your gym clothes. Number one, cystic body acne.
Huh?
Yeah, acne is caused from clogged pores with oil, dead skin cells, and other gunk. Sweating not only doesn't clean out the pores, it attracts dust and dirt. Elements stick to the body more when it's wet.
How long do I have to leave them on?
Well, I think this is for the type of people that work out hard and just
go straight to work.
They'll go straight to the couch and just watch TV.
Yeah, go Publix, the whole bit.
Oh, I cannot do that, no.
Bacterial infections, another thing you've got to worry about.
Yeah.
A lingering smell. This makes sense, right?
Yeah, that sticks around.
Gross shoes.
Mm.
Bacteria and fungus love to live in warm, wet environments, they go on to say. And inflamed hair follicles.
So I've got this weird thing. Like after I hit the elliptical, I'll do about 30 on the elliptical, right? And then I'll come back upstairs out of my garage. And I got to cool down before I can take a shower. Do you guys have to do that?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of times I'll be in a hurry.
Right.
I'll hit the treadmill.
That sweat when you're getting back in the
car. Oh, yeah, you never stop sweating.
Yeah. And then your shirt sticks to you, and it's it's awful.
But then I don't want to sit on the furniture because I'm all hot and sweaty. So I just end up having to kind of just walk around and stand in my house for like 15 minutes.
I typically sit on the floor with a towel.
I've done that.
Or I'll go outside.
It's so uncomfortable. Sometimes I'll just, this time of year, I'll go outside and just cool right down.
Okay, I've got TV shows ending in 2020. The first one is Empire.
That's had a good run.
Yeah, I started watching that a little bit.
I watched season one.
Yeah.
You didn't stick with it, Damien?
Nah, because, once I got to college, it was just, I mean, it was on. I'd hear it. But
yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah. I thought it was okay. It kind of, final couple of episodes of season one, I was like, I don't really know where this is heading. So I wasn't really a fan. I was for a while, though. But it's coming to an end after six seasons. Modern Family, I watched it for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, it had a really good sweet spot there, Modern Family did.
Once the kids grow old, once they start
getting
I had no idea, honest to goodness, it was still on, and I stumbled across it the other night, and the kids are so old on there. Like the youngest.
The son?
Yeah, the son.
Yeah, but I've said it before, the kids and Sophia Vergara ran me off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Sophia's kid, too.
I did not realize this, and I watched this, and I think we all did for the first few seasons. Homeland is still on.
It's still on?
Yeah. Well, something they had to delay last. This summer was supposed to be the end, but they delayed it for some reason.
So now the final season. Claire Danes still in there? Yeah.
Yeah, it will premiere February 9th on Showtime, and it will be the final season. Goliath on Amazon. Watched first season, but it had a cheese element to it. I love Billy Bob Thornton, and I heard seasons 2 and 3 weren't as good, but season 4 starts up pretty soon on Amazon, or maybe it's already started. This will be it for it. Fuller House. Little Man is really excited. Friday night that drops. Final season on Netflix. I don't know if they know they're still kicking. Back.
Yeah. Well, she's in trouble.
Yeah.
Not prison, though.
Not, yeah. No, not yet. She hasn't been sentenced yet.
Not yet.
And finally, Criminal Minds, CBS.
Ah.
That's one of those shows that is on. That and Law and Order SVU.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, the
all
series the will reach 325 episodes by the end of its
insane.
Run.
Insane.
Will be the second longest running behind NCIS.
Which one, though? Is there like an original NCIS?
NCIS, and there's like NCIS
New Orleans. And seems like there's other ones, too. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Okay, Brown, I know you're a fajita guy. Damien, you like fajitas?
Damien, you're new to the show. Lance says fajitas are selfish, that I'm selfish when I order them because the rest of the table
Rest of the table and the rest of the restaurant, you have to take this thing on.
Yeah, and what I say is, then don't go to a Mexican restaurant. It's just part of it, right?
I got you.
I like walking out of a barbecue restaurant smelling like the smoke. Yeah, I like that.
Well, we've got a Houston restaurant selling fajitas for $400.
Well, I'm not that big a fan.
It's cool.
Hard pass. Yeah.
It's called Garden Grace. The upscale restaurant based in Denver is expanding to Houston, but they're making sure to infuse plenty of Texas in their menu. Now, the owner and chef says they've been making trips for the past 4 years just to get a feel for Houston. They are going to have millionaire fajitas. These will include pounds of beef, all the sides, enchiladas, plus all their different sauces, homemade tortillas with a gold leaf, golden tortillas. He said they're $400, but they're worth every penny. Nobody's going to pay for them.
Well, it comes up with a debate question I came up with is, if I say this is the most amazing pizza in the world, but it's $50, are you going to pay for it?
Yeah.
That's pizza you've ever had.
50, yeah.
50,
is it a large?
Well, it's going to... $55.
Feed the whole family?
There's going to be a breaking point.
I'm $75. Are you going to play?
Yeah, $75 probably you've reached the breaking point.
Best pizza you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, I think I'd do it.
So what's your breaking point? $120?
I don't know.
Yeah, how high do you have to go, Lance? Give me your breaking point.
$150 bucks for the best pizza ever.
Oh, no.
No, I was out at $75.
I was low-key out at 50.
Yeah,
I don't know. David's at 50. I'm done.
I don't know what the number is. I mean, there's a couple of pizza joints in town where you can drop $40 on a pizza.
Yeah.
So Dunaway, was it Monday when he said he was giving up French fries?
We got the potato famine.
Well, here's the official story on this. America is bracing for a possible French fry shortage.
Yep.
Potato processors rushing to buy supplies and ship them across North America in order to keep French fries on the menu after a cold, wet weather damaged crops and key producers in the U.S. and Canada. Now, cool conditions started to hit growing regions in October, lashing potatoes with frost. Farmers in Alberta and Idaho were able to dig up some of the damaged crops for storage, but growers in North Dakota and Minnesota received snow and rain, forcing them to abandon some supplies and fields.
Our problem.
Mm. Yeah, as the wild weather hurts crops, an increase in fry processing capacity in Canada has boosted demand. The combination will lead to tight supplies, and it's likely that potato prices could climb this year across North America.
If it eliminates steak fries, I'm cool with it. Like, if that's what we sacrifice, because I do not like the steak fries, as we established yesterday.
Man. First, ice cream machine is broken at McDonald's. Now they're running out of fries.
If they didn't have fries at McDonald's, they're fries. Do you like fries at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like them, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
Oh, my gosh. Those are so good. Hot and salty.
Man.
When they're fresh out of the fryer, they are phenomenal.
You know, they're still really good. But back in the day when you only had like 4 or 5 fry options.
Yeah.
I mean, those things were elite.
Telling you.
I don't know who's got the best. Wendy's fries are really good, too.
I've got an opinion on a fry. It's the shoestring fry that we talked about yesterday. There's one joint that's got it. They've only got a couple of locations. You know what I'm talking about, Brown? Kind of close to us.
Oh, yeah. Those are, you like those?
I do.
Yeah, those are small, but they're good. Yeah. And they come out hot and salty, too.
Yeah. Okay, how do you guys feel about airline food?
Got a good stand-up routine on it. Original.
Typically, I'm only on Southwest, so I never really eat an airline
meal. I don't think I've ever had a meal, but I will say this. I was flying to Santa Clara last year for the championship game, and a former Alabama football player was in first class. I was the row right behind first class, the first row that was in second class.
Behind the curtain.
You could smell first class.
I could smell his meal, and he destroyed it. Former Alabama NFL player was on my same flight. Destroyed it.
Okay, well, how about this? This does not seem like a good idea to me, but AirAsia, Asia's largest low-cost carrier, is betting people love its food so much, they've opened their first restaurant this past Monday. They're offering the exact same menu it sells on the flights, and this is not a gimmick. AirAsia, based in Malaysia, said it plans to open more than 100 restaurants globally within the next 5 years. Now, quick service restaurants, they are going to have entrees that cost around $3 US.
Wow.
And include local delicacies such as chicken rice and the airline signature Pak Nasir's Limak dish. It's a rice dish with chili sauce.
I'll take the Pak Nasir's Limak dish.
Locally sourced coffee, teas, and desserts are also on the menu.
That's going to fail, I think. I don't think anybody thinks of it as food. I don't think anybody thinks of airport.
Went out of business. This place has got no shot.
That's Trash on the Table, presented by
the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, you can call Tanner, Joe, or Chris today, 15-9200 or online mortgageright.com.